Hello, and welcome to another episode of Mike M's Weekly Reads. Okay, so to kick this one off, we're going to go over some recent purchases. Alrighty. MyComicShop.com order finally, I finally got one in. The focus of this MyComicShop order was a couple fold. For those of you that have been following me and listening to my podcasts and listening to me talk on Twitter, you know I've been f in a phase where I want everything that the image creators did, and I haven't got out of that, which is weird because usually I'm a guy that's like, squirrel, like I see something and I go after something else and I don't finish it and then I go squirrel and eat another thing. But lately I've been focusing on Eric Larson, primary target, because I just love him. I've already completed all my Savage Dragon and now I'm working on the every appearance of Savage Dragon. And every kind of Eric Larson as a third goal, everything that Eric Larson's ever done. And I have like 80% of everything Eric Larson's ever done. His AC work, Megaton, all that kind of stuff. I didn't get have his graphic fantasies because those are expensive. Those are a couple thousand dollars. But they just came out in reprint on issue one and two. So I picked up two of each. So I was able to get those. The other thing I also do is on Facebook, I see a lot of things come up, and sometimes things surprise me. Like you think you have a full run of Malibu, for instance, and you find out that there is a crazy series called Battle Zones Dream Team 2. And you're like, oh, I didn't have that. What the hell's that? So I add it to my cart on my comic shop. I add it to my want list. That way it's always there. The downside to doing the want list is when you add it to your cart and then send it, you have to go back into your want list and remove it. And it's got to be methodical, or you end up ordering two later on if you keep your want list going. So Battle Zones Dream Team 2 was a Malibu publication, and I had to pick it up. The other thing, I talked about the Eric Larson goals. Well, the other goal is Todd McFarlane, and I have all his Marvel work and all of his DC work to my knowledge, even the pinup in Arrak, and I don't have all of his work at Image. Or all of his cover work, so I'm working on that, and I need to complete Spawn, and I want to complete everything that Todd McFarlane's company has ever published. So that was another focus of this order, and that led me down a couple of rabbit holes. And then the other part is during the course of 2020. I started listening to Rob Servations, and I've always been a Rob Liefeld fan, but the podcast has gotten me excited to have all of his work as well. So I am looking to get all of the titles, whether he worked on them or not, were part of his creations. So those were the three main goals, and then there was a couple of other goals along the way. I picked up Berserkers 1 through 3. I heard about that on Rob Servations, and I was like, I don't have that. That was from Image Comics. I picked up Bioneers, which I may have completed the run on this one. This is from Mirage Studios. The second time they came back, the Ninja Turtle creators came back and they started like a superhero line. And I got a few of them when they were coming out from the LCS, but I've been wanting to try to fill them in as I get through because those of you that know me, I'm a completionist And I like completing dead universes, and this was one of those. We had black and white from Image. I've been trying to hunt down these. These are harder to find. I didn't buy it when it came out, but I do want to pick it up now. There was sometimes when I'm on social media, on Facebook more so than Twitter, I learn about things that I don't have. There's a lot of good groups on Facebook where you see things, and a lot of people sell obscure stuff, and it turns me on to stuff. And there's a title called Bloodfang. Actually, what originated from this is during Halloween, I was celebrating Halloween by posting comics with the cover Blood in it, with the title Blood. And I came across Bloodfang. So that's why I ordered that. It just looked cool. I don't even know what it's about. It looked cool. And that also made me want to complete my run of Blood Legacy. So I picked up number 3 and Blood Legacy Young Ones number 1. That led me to Bloodfire, which I think I completed Bloodfire now. I got 0, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I still need number 1. And then there's some issues after that, which I actually did purchase off the shelf. So this was from Lightning Comics, and I've been wanting to finish up that publisher as well. So this helps me on that goal, along with getting Bloodfire Helena number 1. I got the Blood. I just recently completed Blood Pool, and I actually read them. They're an offshoot of Young Blood, and they're kind of like rejects. It's kind of like the Legion of substitute superheroes for Young Blood, and they kind of got the shaft, and that's Blood Pool. And they had a special that I didn't have, and it was called Blood Pool Special, and I picked it up. Running across images of Image characters, I came across a series that looks like a spoof series called Boof. And I wasn't supposed to order this one yet because I have a lot of them in my want list, but I accidentally clicked it and put it on my purchase. So I have a bunch of them still on my want list that I need to get. And this one wasn't supposed to make this round of purchases, but I accidentally added one. But that's no, I still have every intention of fi finishing the two series of Boof. That's Boof. In my goal of trying to get all of the Savage Dragon, I found out that he appeared in a couple of issues of Brit. So I picked up Brit second series number 9, Brit Cold Death, and Brit Red Right Black and Blue. During my inventory of several titles, I realized I was missing Bug Bites. That's from Source Point Press number 2. So I added that to my want list and I purchased that. Butcher Knight, I never purchased, but I did buy a trade that collected this and read it from Cloverfield, because I guess the rights reverted back to the owners. Well, actually, at Image, you own what you publish anyway. So they published this book again in Cloverfield, and I liked it a lot. What that drives me to as a collector is wanting the original comics if I like something a lot. So I completed my run of Butcher Knight from Image Comics Top Cow imprint. I don't know if I'm there yet, but I've been reading a lot of Cable, and this was because of observations, just reading a lot of Cable. And I purchased a lot at my comic shop, and I got close to completing the series from my LCS. And I put on my want list everything that I still needed from Cable. I think there's still a handful I need to get, but but I essentially got most of this run now of cable, almost a complete run. And I'm going to start working on X-Force as well. That's the Rob Liefeld tier that I talked about. I picked up Capes number 3 from Image. I should have just got all of the Capes. But this was a Savage Dragon appearance. I picked up Celestine number 1, 1B, and 2. This is a Rob Liefeld creation for Image Comics. Picked those up. I was missing one issue. Not a lot of Marvel purchases in this run, but I was missing one issue of Chaos War Dead Avengers number 3, so I purchased that. That was in my want list, and I said, why the hell not? It's there. I get it. In my Rob Liefeld completionist of Chapel, I needed Chapel first series number 2, and I completed that. And then I went on a Coven run to try to complete volume 1, volume 2. I think I did. I need to check on the database, verify that, make sure I did complete it. And I'd had none of the Coven Avatar series when Rob Liefeld licensed, I think for a year or two, his properties to Avatar. Who I miss very, very much. I've been an Avatar fan for quite some time, but mostly after this incarnation of Avatar, I caught on with Avatar with Crossed, and then I started buying all the Alan Moore stuff and a lot of their series, Christos Gage and all of his series and stuff like that, Providence and almost everything that came out of that. I wanted because I liked reading it so much. I need to grab something to drink because I am talking a lot. Sorry about that. Pause for the cause. But if you hear the music in the background, I am sort of listening to 40s music, big band. It helps me relax, especially after a stressful week. I spent a long time. I coded up a lot of code in C++ that has JNI calls to Java. And there are so many areas that I had to link in that. Making the make file, if you will, with the links of libraries I needed to bring in the object files. Oh my God, I struggled with this because there were so many dependencies on these different libraries of stuff. And I finally got it to link. It was compiling like 2 days ago and I couldn't get it to link. I struggled for a long time, because I'd add something and then there was more dependencies coming up, and then I'd add something else and there was more dependencies. I fucking hate linking. Oh God. Well, so we talked about Coven and some of the Avatar books, and then another purchase that I realized I did not have from CrossGen was Cross Genesis number 1, which I ended up purchasing. And then part of the Todd McFarlane tier, I wanted to get Crow 1 through 10. I'm still missing issue 3 and 8, but that came from Todd McFarlane Publications. Dark Interlude number 1 was an issue I missed from Vault. That was my bad. I needed to pick it up. Dino Island was a Mirage a book that I needed to pick up. Dragon. This is reprints of Savage Dragon, but if you want to be a completist, you not only want Savage Dragon, you want anything that had a reprint of Dragon. Plus, they had a original cover art, so as a completist, I had to get Dragon. I think the only issue I'm missing of that is 3. The Rob Liefeld audit realized I was missing Extreme Destroyer, Epilogue number one and Extreme Destroyer Prologue number one. And also was missing Extreme Sacrifice number two. And then part of my audit on the Marvel, I only picked up two Marvel books on this order, was Fantastic Five. Fantastic Five, you should go pee-pees, Harley. I know it's 2 degrees, but you keep knocking like you need to go, and you realize it's 2 degrees and you don't want to go outside. You just could run out there and go do it. Fantastic Five, first series, number four. It was one I was missing. Fantastic Five, Spider-Girl, G2. There were several titles in the MC2 universe, kind of like its own universe by DeFalco and Franz. I like to think it's their universe. I absolutely loved, and I need to complete that universe. My audit of putting books into the database, I've missed a recent issue of G.I. Joe, a real American hero, so I had to order 276. The Rob Liefeld audit gave me a handful of glories I was missing from the second series. I picked those up. There was a Glory Angela, Angels in Hell, number one, Glory Celestine, Dark Angel, number one and three. I needed to pick up in my McFarlane search, in my database audit, I was missing one issue of Haunt. It was issue 26, and I picked that up. There was a title called Hellhounds. I don't know why I picked it up, but it was there. It might have been an Eric Larson link, but I'll need to find out why I got that. I can't explain it, but I did. In my Todd McFarlane purchases, they had some of the Hellspawns available. I don't have a full run of it yet, but I got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I read issues 1 and 2 of Hotline Miami Wildlife and found out I didn't order from Behemoth Hotline Miami Wildlife number 3, so I had to purchase it. During my image delve, I was diving in Image and I thought I had everything Shadowhawk and realized I didn't. So, because I was looking at in my database Shadowhawk, but you'll see a lot of there's a lot of titles that have Shadowhawk in it, but they're not just Shadowhawk, Shadowhawk Volume 1, Volume 2, Volume 3, that kind of thing. So, images of Shadowhawk I was missing. I picked up 1 through 3. Industry of War was an Image comic flip book that I read, and I don't remember what the other flip book was. I think it was a Mark Texaria book, and it had Industries of War as the other flip book of the Mark Texaria book, and I can't remember what the Mark Texaria book was, but I liked the other story better, Industries of War, which wasn't the Mark Texaria. I don't even know if that's how you pronounce him, call him Tex. So I found out, I did some research on Industries of War and found out there was like a small graphic novel that was printed from Image Comics, and I purchased that. You might be surprised. You're like, Mike, why didn't you jump on the Invincible bandwagon? I didn't. I didn't jump on that Invincible bandwagon, but I wished I did because those books are not easy to come by. And why I delved into some of Invincible is Savage Dragon appears in a lot of Invincible. So I picked up Invincible 40, 48, 61, 64, 69. I still got a handful of Invincibles to complete my Savage Dragon appearances, but as another goal, I'd like to complete Invincible. I was reading Invincible, but I was reading it in the hardcover collected editions, like I was doing with Walking Dead. So I don't have a lot of the Walking Dead singles. I was reading it in hardcover. I think I didn't start getting singles of Walking Dead until like issue 60. Same thing with Invincible. I picked up Iron Wings number 1 and 2. I think that was something I just found that looked cool. Judge, I picked up 1, 2, and 3. That was a Greg Horn title from Image Comics. If you know, he did covers for Elektra, and he did some of the interiors too for Elektra. And he, what was the other title he did? Emma Frost. There was an Emma Frost title. And you always see him at cons selling prints of stuff. But he had a comic book. He did Judge 1 through 3. I picked that up. I was missing 2 issues of Kray that would never show up on my comic shop, and they did. So I picked them up. Kray number 2 and 3. Logan's Run, I picked up number 1, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And this is not the Logan's Run from Marvel Comics. I already have that. That has the first appearance of, is it Thanos? I think it is. No, Thanos was Iron Man. Who does Logan's Run have? Let me check. Logan's Run. This, by the way, the one I got is not the Marvel. I have Marvel already completed. This one that I just purchased was the Adventure Comics one. And then there's also a Blue Water one, and I own that. I love Logan's Run. But the Marvel one, it's the first solo story featuring Thanos. So that's what it is. I was right. It was Thanos, but it's not his first appearance. There was a title called Love Bunny and Mr. Hell, A Day in the Love Life, and I think this is a Savage Dragon appearance why I picked it up from Image Comics. We have Mars Attacks number 2 and 3 of the first volume. And I want to complete and own every Mars Attacks comic book, and it goes to IDW and Dynamite, and I have all the Dynamite stuff. I still need to pick up a couple of IDWs, and I'm still working on the Tops, and one of the goals of Tops is to complete all of that Tops line. I have all the Kirbyverse stuff from Tops. I have all the Zorro stuff from Tops. I'm still working on the Jurassic Parks and the Mars Attacks, and then there's a couple of other obscure titles that I need to get. But from IDW, I also picked up Mars Attacks Popeye. On the Image Liefeld thing, I picked Max Image. It's a female character that Rob Liefeld did 1 through 6. Megaton number 7 I picked up, and that might be the final issue of Megaton that I need. I'm gonna look up that real quick. Megaton. I might. No, I'm missing issue 1 and 7. So I still need issue 1. And what led me to Megaton was Eric Larson's early work. He had Savage Dragon and Dragon appearances in issue 2 and 3. And then he was on the cover of 3, Ace Edition Wizard, and issue 3. So I need issue 7, I just finished. Plus, it has Gary Carlson, who does a lot of backup material and characters, Vanguard and stuff, for Eric Larson in Savage Dragon. And that's where that came from. Number 8 had like early work from Angel Medina, who did some Spawn. It's all linked together. You got Bill Willingham stuff. Frank Fosco did a lot of the Ninja Turtles and Vanguard stuff with Eric Larson. So It's all linked, but I still need Megaton number one. We already talked. Necromorphous was a behemoth issue. I read number one and I realized I didn't have number two, and I was like, no! Those were some of the real reasons that I actually made the My Comic Shop purchases, was an audit of the recent issues that I wanted and they had in stock. So we have New Force. That was a Rob Liefeld thing from his publishing company. Pick that up. New Shadowhawk. Pick that up. I still am missing issue 4 and maybe issue 6 of that. Ninjas and Robots. I absolutely loved the first issue and realized I didn't order number 2. So I picked up number 2 cover A and cover B. I've been ordering all the covers since then. Norse mythology makes me curious when people hate on shit, because I don't hate any comics, and I heard people hating on this Norse mythology, just saying it was boring. And I read the free comic book day, and I thought it was amazing, so I ended up adding to my order, my regular orders of DCBS 2 and on. No, I actually added them to my LCS, and then I needed number one and I couldn't track it down, so I ordered it from mycomicshop.com. Protheus, this was an obscure title that just looked cool. I think it's got Mike Diodato art on it, and that's what led me to that. Return of Shadowhawk number one, that's a one shot. I picked that up from 2004. We already talked about what I wanted to do with Shadowhawk. Almost there to complete everything Shadowhawk. Route 666. This was a cross-gen, which I may own. And I might have double-dipped on issues 18 through 22. I know Rob got some from Joe Crawford, and I didn't have them in my database, and I still have a whole closet non-inventoried, but I didn't want to take a chance of me having missed. I know in cross-gen, towards the end of the run, I was missing stuff, and I didn't want to take the chance, and I wanted to take the opportunity to make sure I had all the Route 66 stuff, so I made a purchase. Savage Dragon 250. I gotta pause for the cause because my wife's asking me to pick up the phone. I'm back, and that was Barb. I didn't have my ringer on my phone, and she just told Alexa, which I'm listening to the 40s music, and Alexa said, "Hey, pick up your phone," because she sent me a message through that, and she's getting Chinese, so she wanted to know what I wanted. I'm gonna do some sesame chicken and fried rice today, and an egg roll. But back to the order, we got Savage Dragon 250s. I already had issue 250, and I had a couple covers, like three covers, and matter of fact, I just read it like this week. It was pretty awesome. It had a graphics fantasy, or graphics, was it graphic fantasy number 2, which is interesting because I read it in color, and the black and white facsimile edition just came in, so pretty interesting. And now I get to read it in black and white in the way it was originally presented and see what the difference is. But as an Eric Larson completist, I decided I needed to have every cover that Eric Larson did. So I got 250D, 250E, 250G, and 250H. As also that Savage Dragon. I didn't have Savage Dragon God War 1 through 4. Needed to purchase that. Savage Dragon Legacy Free Comic Book Day. Didn't have that from 2015. I didn't have Savage Dragon Martial Law number 1 and 2. Needed to pick that up. And Savage Dragon Red Horizon. This one I picked up 1 through 3. I'm pretty sure though I had one of them because I remember this title, and it might be one that I just missed inventorying in the database. I just recently read Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Savage Dragon. Realized that it crossed over with Savage Dragon Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and needed to get that. There is a comic book called Savage Dragonbert Full Frontal Nerdity. It's another Savage knockoff of Savage Dragon, so I needed to get that. Shadowhawk Gallery, I think it's just an art book, but as a completist of Shadowhawk, I needed to add it. I got the Shadowhawk Saga Ashcan Blue. Needed that. That led me to Sharky because Sharky, Savage Dragon appears in Sharky and is on actually one of the covers of 2. So I had to get Sharky 1 and 2. I think I completed Soldier X, which is my Cable fascination. I needed number 9 and 11. There might be one or two that I'm missing still, but I think I have a full run of Soldier X. And what led me to Soldier X was I read Agent X, which is Deadpool, and I absolutely loved it. God, I love that book. That was so good. That's what got me into Deadpool, is Agent X. We got Spawn the Undead, number 1 and 2. I think I have a complete run of that. Found out that Savage Dragon appears in a parody book called Splitting Image. Needed to pick that up. I picked up number 2. I think I already had number 1. We have, like I said, the 1993 version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I got 2, 3, and 4. I picked up from Image Comics. Oh, we just talked about Frank Fosco and Eric Larson. Publications did Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from Image from 1996. I picked up issue 10. For those of you that have been listening to the show and been listening, watching my videos on Twitter, that you know that I've been buying a lot of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles going back to the original run, black and white run, which I never wanted anything to do with because it was black and white and it was talking turtles. I was like, why do I want to read talking turtles back then? Like, as I get older, I want to read everything. When I was younger, I just wanted superhero art and it had to be realistic. And as time grew on, I started liking the abstract more and Kirby more, and things changed. Tin Can Man, I picked up number 1 at the LCS. It looked interesting from Image Comics, and I decided to finish the run. Tin Can Man number 2 and 3. There's a Moonstone book called Vengeance of Mummy Unwrapped. I don't know why I got that, but I do know I want to get all the phantoms that come out of Moonstone. They're in my list. I think I was reading the Craig Yeo Mummy book and started looking up mummy comics. I think that's what led me. You can see how weird I am. the Liefeld thing led me down to get War Child number 3 and 4. Wildstar, this is the Jerry Ordway and Al Gordon, I think. Sky Zero, I got the gold edition and the just the regular edition, and then 2, 3, and 4. I had already had the second series of Wildstar. This is, I believe, the first from 1993. Crossovers, I didn't have them. X-Force Youngblood from 1996. And then Youngblood X-Force from 1996. I got 2 covers, 1A and 1C, both featuring Rob Liefeld covers. There and also from Mirage, Zentech number 2. So that takes me through that. I'm going to go over real quickly some questions. Bookmarked them. I'll go over one or two questions. Let's see what we got. Kirk Spencer asked me from the DC Everything Else. We really need to record that. I just been so busy with work. I can't alternate my schedule. So I have some time on the weekend. But he asked me the first comic that got canceled that you remembered upsetting you. A lot of the things that upset me were because I read later in life, like OMAC. It was only 8 issues. But I was upset when Dan DiDio's OMAC got canceled because I thought that book was amazing. You're saying the first. Oh, man. Back when I was younger, comics didn't get canceled. At least the ones I was reading a lot of DC. And they would just keep on going. The numbers would be like in the hundreds. Same thing with Marvel. The big comics I was into, I wasn't like you, Kirk. I didn't get a lot of stuff that was non-mainstream. And then some of the series back then would be limited series as it is. The most recent one I could say is Inferior Five. That was really upsetting because that had Peacemaker back up and it had the Inferior Five in the front with Keith Giffen art. It was so good. And we'll never ever see it ever again. Unless they do it in that Ambush Bug canceled comics thing that they're doing recently. Which I read the digital copy of that. It's really cool. I love the idea of it. That Ambush Bug is like a host, kind of like Cain and Abel on House of Mystery, House of Secrets, that introduces canceled comics. It's so interesting. But yes, I am going to remove that comment. Add what did I add or remove from lists? What, no, that's not what I want. I want this and say remove tweet from bookmarks. So I know I answered it. Jason from Hawaii, he says, you back a lot of Kickstarters. Have any of them gone up in value? That is a nut that hasn't cracked any speculator. I think speculators are scared of Kickstarters, but the model doesn't lend itself to speculation, which doesn't lend itself to Kickstarters. Like some of the Kickstarters actually go to the comic book stores later, and those issues have some value, but the original Kickstarter, which was the first appearance or iteration of something, does not. At least I can't find a trend where that has happened. If anybody that listens to the show has heard of it, then let me know of a Kickstarter that's gone up in value. Jason from Hawaii also asks, what are your recommendations to someone who wants to back their first Kickstarter project, such as for me? I back the creators I own. The recommendations I would be is to do some research, click on the Kickstarter person. And see, read the comments. Make sure that that guy has good comments, that they've honored or answered questions that regarding like what they're doing. Ask around friends that have supported Kickstarters on this creator. I think that's a good way. 'Cause the way I've built my Kickstarter library is basically finding all the people that are good. And then supporting all their works as they go through. Like Marcel Dupree of Evolution slash No Sleep. I back all of his stuff because I know I'm going to get them. And I know the quality of them are really good. And I know that the books that are not written by him that come from his publishing arm are going to be good. And they have never let me down. I back friends. I back people like Palmiotti and Gray, even though they're not together anymore. They publish stuff. Palmiotti does stuff with Amanda Connor. for paper films, and Justin Gray publishes a bunch of stuff, and I always get his stuff. I tend to see like old creators not do very good in Kickstarters. Mike Grell being the exception. The Mike Grell stuff that's been Kickstarted has been put out on time. There's some older creators that struggle with Kickstarters, like getting them out. And I don't know if it's because they have other priorities or what, but be wary of the famous 80s people and early 90s people that just, you might get it eventually, but don't hold your breath. So I hope that gives you some insight to look at them. I don't go to Indiegogo. I've been burned a couple times. Just I don't want to go there. They have other weird clauses too, where you have to read the fine print because you're not you're they can keep your money even if they don't do their project. So they have like criteria under there, and I don't like their criteria. So I don't go to Indiegogo. So I hope that answers your question, Jason. I am going to remove that one now. And I think I'll save the rest for next time. I'm going to try to cover only 1 week of weekly reads because I'm really behind. I caught up over the holiday and now I'm falling faster than a rock, mostly because work has been keeping me so damn busy. And I get home and I'm really exhausted. I just can't function and read. So let me see if I can find. Okay, so I left off in December, going into the new year, and this is a big week, so I don't even have them totaled. So I can't talk about them right now, so I still will need to record this. I'm going to pause it and see if I can recoup it the time. I'll put this together real quick. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back, and I'm going to try to get this before Barb comes back. So, we for the week of December 28th through January 3rd, 2021, we had a total of 42 comics. We had one Vault, six Rebellion. Well, that's the one that doesn't show up too often. Six Marvel, one Kickstarter, one 3Image, one IDW, two Heavy Metal, another one that doesn't come up too often. DC 17, Counterpoint 2, Behemoth 1, AWA 1, Action Lab 1, total 42. During what things that I watched that week, Flight Attendant, I gave a 3 out of 5. I thought it was entertaining, but I don't think I'm gonna come back. The 4 out of 5s were Walking Dead: World Beyond. I finished that up. Thought it was an excellent finale. I almost dropped off early on, in the middle there. Wasn't sure if I was gonna finish it. I came, wrapped up the last few episodes. Those last, I don't know, 4 episodes. They drew, just drew me in. This Means War. That is a movie about two spies that are fighting over a girl, starring God, I can't. I'm so bad with names. Bane, the guy who played Bane in The Dark Knight Returns, and Venom, and the other guy is the Captain Kirk in the new Star Trek series. I can't remember his name. Chris Pine, and Tom Hardy, man, I am getting old. Big Lebowski was a 4 out of 5. I thought it was excellent. I saw it the second time. 5 out of 5s was Cobra Kai on Netflix and The Defenders on Netflix. So we get into the 3 out of 5s. We got A Girl Walks Home at Night, number 2. This is based on a movie from Behemoth. It was actually Hot, number 1 and 2. But this one didn't rock my boat. It looks artistically beautiful, but there's not a lot of guts here. She talks about her history and feeding and not being able to go out and see the sun. She kills two people having sex, and that's how that issue ended. And then Trade came out, and I don't think that's over. I think there's more coming. We've got Transformers Back to the Future. It's like I said, it's based on a movie I haven't seen. Back to the Future 2, Doc Brown caused the Decepticons to come into power because he fixed Rumble. Gigawatt was a Decepticon but is now allied with Marty and his skateboard Transformer Skills with the Z and Rodimus Prime. They rescue Doc Brown from the Decepticons. Another 3 out of 5 is Zombie Tramp number 63. This was a weird number to read, out of order and out of sequence, but it was in my pile that Joe Crawford sent me, and I read it. A mysterious young warlock says he can cure Zombie Tramp and does it for a short amount of time, and there are other monsters, including one of the girls bullied by Zombie Tramp. Zombie Tramp's alter ego in high school, and a warlock wants all of them. The warlock that actually cured Zombie Tramp for that temporary period of time. I don't know why he wants them, but he does. We then get in the 4 out of 5s. I Walk with Monsters from Vault Comics. A girl named JC and her compatriot, who can turn into a monster and hunt down serial killers. It's got a vibe of can't even remember that book. Hackslash. Man, I'm getting old. The backstory is really weird and involves her brother Jake, who was given to a politician by her father. There might be some pedophile stuff there, why it is happening, but it's real subtle and you can't really tell. It looks like JC is on a collision course with the politician that took her brother. Savage Eve, number 3 and 4. This was a comic book I discovered because I was looking in my database for Savage Dragon titles, and Savage Eve came up. And this is brilliantly drawn. It's from Murat Michael's company, Counterpoint, and I was able to get 3 and 4 after shipped to me from eBay. It was originally a Kickstarter, but Eve is brainwashed by Samuel and Elijah from the last issue and reprogrammed and sent back to Eden. Something in her mind triggers and she remembers everything. She breaks into the installation and confronts Samuel and Elijah. Elijah pushes her out the window and they believe she is dead, but she is not. So it indicates that there's going to be a follow-on to this series, but I'm not sure when. I will be keeping an eye on it in Kickstarter. Legion of Superheroes number 5 through 11. This is the latest Brian Michael Bendis series. This is Ultra Boy's father puts the Legion on trial. Two issues have different artists on each page. Mon-El quits the Legion, and you find out his family is on New Krypton, and he's being like a punk ass bitch. I don't know what's going on with Mon-El. Rogozar still around, runs into Mon-El. Ultra Boy is going to have a new election for Rybor, and he becomes leader of the Legion. Princess Projectra and Dreamer talk about the Great Darkness coming, and Mordru escapes. We then have from Image Comics Scythe, number 1 and 2. This was the Mark Texaria book that I was talking about. Some agents take down a woman who seems to be a fallen angel, and that's what the story was about for Scythe. But the one I really liked of was Industries of War. It's about two agents that go out on missions to recover weapons that were taken when the government shut down a weapons depot. The woman's a bounty hunter for a bail bondsman, and that is interesting, but I'm not sure what it relates to in the Fallen Angel Aliens. That is the Scythe piece as number 2 goes on. And then the Industries of War is becoming more interesting story that seems to be continued in a graphic novel, which I just purchased. This focused on a gang member getting out of prison and is being challenged by the gang. The two agents are still looking for the weapons. As soon as the gang came into the picture, I was like, I gotta finish this story. It's really good. Eerie is a Kickstarter. It's based on Eerie magazine, but it's spelled differently. It's like a horror anthology. Eerie is E-R-R-I-E or something like that. This is E-Y-R-E. It's a cool horror anthology with stories in the vein of House of Mystery or Eerie magazine. 2000 AD, 2188 and 2192. This is from Rebellion Comics. This has the stories about Judge Dredd versus the Four Horsemen of Apocalypse. He took out famine and is now after pestilence. So there's one about a reporter that was really good in the far reaches of space and gets paid to beam over news to Earth. She stops getting paid when the war breaks out, but then starts getting paid again. But now she's in the midst of a big war. A teenage teen and her grandmother and the cat serve as bounty hunters. That's a story, too. I think that one's by Alex DeCampi. I think that one is. Lexi Knights are assembling to take on a horde. And so there's a lot of different stories. The Judge Dredd being the best one, followed by the one about the reporter, in my opinion. We got Marvel Premiere, number 22 through 25, this is Iron Fist. I wanted to read this because I just watched Iron Fist on Netflix. I wanted to read the original material to see if it was close to the show, and I thought it was very close. Updated for modern times, if you will. Iron Fist has an ultimate fight with a ninja that is processing Li Wing. He gets trapped back, and he finally takes off his mask. Because in the first early issues, he doesn't take off his mask. He then fights an alien Vietnam vet who thinks he's still in Vietnam, and Colleen is his lost lover. Of the Vietnam vet. He kills many in the park with his sniper, and Danny has to call upon the Iron Fist to defeat him. Iron Fist is training Colleen. He decides to get himself involved in a softball game. That was interesting. And is having fun when a Terminator robot attacks, because Princess Azir is in the audience. Danny battles the robot and defeats it with the Iron Fist. And the bodyguard becomes jealous and almost kills Iron Fist. But the princess has to stop it. Then Colleen is kidnapped by an Iron Fist and a detective's Scarf, who was in the TV show. Have to try and rescue her and run into Angar the Screamer. We have Spawn 239. Blood sends vampire agents to Russia for an unholy alliance with Simon Pure. The church wants to recruit Jim Downing. Jim Downing realizes he can control the symbiote in the Dead Zone with the help of Caligastro. I can't ever pronounce his name. Daniel Kilgore Haunt is tracking down those people healed by Jim Downing. So Haunt is in the Spawn picture at this time. It's really, this Jim Downing Spawn is some of the best Spawn, in my opinion. The art took a little bit to get used to, but once you adapt to it, man, it's amazing. All right. We then have Plunge, number 1 through 6. It's a crew of ship scavengers are hired to go into Russian waters by a company who lost a ship in the 80s to recover the contents of that ship. And instead, they find an alien race of worms. We have Future State Wonder Woman, number 1. Yella Fleur takes on a Hydra character and then meets up with a magical being that takes her to the underworld where she can free her sister from death. This artistically was beautiful. The layouts were amazing. The story was concise. I really enjoyed it. We have Future State, the next Batman. Luke is the new Batman dealing with the Magistrate. Then it has an outsider story with Duke, Katana, and Black Lightning deal with the border around Gotham controlled by the Magistrate. The third story is the Arkham Knights, which are villains uniting to take on the Magistrate and his peacekeepers. That one's really interesting because it's all villain-based. I like that kind of stuff. led by Astrid Arkham, Taz, Clayface, Two-Face, Humpty, Dr. Phosphorus, Killer Croc, and others. And the artist is amazing. Action 2020, Hookjaw versus Polar Bear. That's a shark versus a polar bear. It's really it's cool. Story about a virus that kills adults. And the rise of some children trying to raise a society that keeps on getting destroyed by the Road Warrior type characters. The best story is about a German tank commander who protects three children trying to flee their German home toward the end of the war when the Russians are invading Germany. That is amazingly drawn. Really cool story. Garth Ennis, so good. We have Tales of Ghost Castle 1 and 2. I didn't total those as DC. So that was to add 19. And we did 44 comics that week. Tales of Ghost Castle was the host is Lucien, the librarian of the castle. A young girl is adopted and kills her siblings. A demon in hell tries to retain his position by providing daily souls. He goes down as a human, is killed by a dentist. That was a cool story. A man is killed by his nephew when he creates these mutant mushrooms, and the nephew wants to become rich for it. An assistant, and that one's a crazy story. And the next story is an assistant to a researcher is always picking on the snakes. I don't know why she wants to pick on the snakes. And ends up turning into one when a snake gets out, and she is bit and has to take an experimental cure that they were working on. A group in space wants to come back to Earth and has to kill all the mutants who were humans at one time. The main guy wants to go into the lake with his team, and then we find out when he takes off his clothes, his lower body is mutated. Two men are in the search for gold fortune and will kill many of the natives for it. They kill an old man, but the son of that the old man is with ends up getting revenge. Tales of Ghost Castle from DC Comics. It only had three issues. I only own issue three. I don't own one and two, but issues one and two are available on the DC Infinite app. Heavy Metal 301 and 302, a story about Lucy the Ape. That is amazing. I love that story. Artistically beautiful. Then there's a story about a group of space goers trying to find another home. That one's a little confusing, but artistically beautiful. Then there's a conclusion to Murky World by Richard Corburn, which just died recently, unfortunately. A funny story about a scientist launching a big-breasted robot to defeat a phallic-looking ship. And then a story about a Bigfoot novelty shop owner trying to stir up interest and runs into the real Bigfoot. Savage Circus is one of my favorites. It's actually being published as a separate comic book magazine. So you can just pick up Savage Circus if you want, along with that Darkwing that I just told you about, that sci-fi one that's kind of confusing. But Savage Circus, where a crime unleashes the Savage Circus across town. And there's a lot of other stories, but those are the main stories. We have Star Wars 11 through 12. Chewie and C-3PO go to a planet to find Luke. Han and Leia and his wife, not really his wife, but she acts like she's his wife, go to rescue Chewie and he's hunted by Dengar. This has the death of Dengar, but I see him in other issues, so it really, I don't know how the fuck he would have lived through this because he had a bomb and he was supposed to throw it at Solo and it ended up attaching to him and he ended up jumping off a building and blew up midair. That's crazy. Gracchus put Luke in the arena to fight Kongo the Disemboweler. He's in trouble until the Game Master turns Gracchus the Hutt because he is an Imperial trooper in disguise. Gracchus uses an IMP to disrupt the Empire's troopers, and Han and the others get a hold of a bunch of lightsabers and they fight their way out. The Game Master turns out to be Sergeant Creel. And this story leads to Vader Down. We then have That was a 5 out of 5, the Star Wars. So we went from 4 out of 5 to 5 out of 5. 5 out of 5 was Star Wars 11, 12, and Erratic, number 1 from AWA. Oliver Leaf moves to a new school. His brother's a jock, and he is an outsider. His parents are recently divorced, and his mother moved them for a new job that turned out to be a scam. So now she's turning back to alcohol. Oliver has powers, but can only use them 10 minutes a day. Does a great job of introducing the school, teachers, and students. The social studies professor might have powers of suggestion because he wishes the principal to jump out the window, and he does. Erratic fights a cybernetic octopus, and two students witness him in action, and one filmed him as a superhero on her phone. So we'll see how that pans out. 5 out of 5. So I want to thank you for listening. I'm only going to do one set tonight, but get ready for some Chinese food. You can reach me at geekbrunchpodcast.com or dcnoisepodcast.com. This is on geekbrunchpodcast.com. On Facebook, you can search for Geek Brunch Podcast, click the like button, follow the episodes there. You can send me email at mike@comicbooknoise.com or tweet me at Mike Myers Brunch on Twitter. I want to thank you all for listening, and I hope you're having a good 2021. Peace out. And let me just hit the stop button.